Today on episode number 452 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a Because of My Podcast story. We're going to talk about binge listening and, more importantly, what makes people binge listen. And we're going to talk about stats, and then stats. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very, yeah, it needs three, very much for listening. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. I'm so glad you're here. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to all points in between. I help you massage your message. We'll be talking about the message today with Elsie. Yeah. We're going to tackle the technology. We'll be talking about that today. And we're going to flatten that learning curve. Because if you're wondering, like, what I should do with my podcast, we'll talk about that today. And I get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. Now, can I talk about painful podcasting for a second? One of the things I've done on this show is I've always been very transparent. And last week, we had the Podcast Awards. We're going to be talking about that today. I've got some interesting stats from being the director of podcasting for the New Media Expo. And I put together my show, great interview with Jeff Brown from the Read to Lead podcast. And as I was listening back to it, as you should always listen to your podcast, I heard myself say that Jeff's podcast is readtolead.com. Well, that would be great if that was correct. So I went, oh, hold on a second. It's not Read to Lead. It's readtoleadpodcast.com. So I stopped Audition, which is what I use to put together my show. And I recorded directly into the software, which normally I don't do. Normally I go into a portable recorder and then I massage it in Adobe Audition. And I said, no, I'm just going direct. I'm in a hurry. I've had about 4 hours of sleep. I think I had about 8 hours sleep for the whole weekend. And I said, hey, let's get Jeff's website right. And you know what I said? Readtolead.com. Yeah, I fixed the typo. I fixed the audio boo-boo and then said the exact same thing. So I was listening back to it in my car on the way to work. I always listen to my show through the technology that my listener does. And I was like, wow, you're an idiot. You said the exact same thing. So let me fix that. It is readtoleadpodcast.com. I did get a lot of people say they really like that interview with Jeff. He is a great guy. And you know why else he's great? I'm sure Jeff heard it and just thought, I'm not saying it. So thank you, Jeff. So readtoleadpodcast.com. And on the show, we always like to spotlight news. We're going to be talking about some news today from Libsyn. But we have a really cool Because of My Podcast story. Now, look, a lot of people focus on podcasting, on making money, and that's fine. If you want to make money with your podcast, God bless you. Have fun with that, especially if you want to do it quick and fast. Have fun with that. And I was trying to find the clip today, but back in 2005, I think it was my second podcast, I said, podcasting is going to change the world. That is something I've believed for almost 10 years now. And it'll be 10 years next month will be my anniversary for 10 years in podcasting. And I still believe it. And the reason I believe is because I see it. And this week, or was it last week? It doesn't really matter. I got an email from somebody that listens to my Logical Weight Loss podcast, and they've lost 40 pounds. I am changing people's lives over there. Now, that doesn't make me great, because if you listen to the show, you also hear where I'm not losing anyway. And we got another example of that. And this is from Mark Stapleton. Check this out. Podcasting is changing the world.
Hi, Dave. This is Mark from the Recovered Podcast at recoveredcast.com. Dave, because of my podcast, lives are being changed. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention has classified prescription drug abuse as an epidemic. Nearly one third of people aged 12 and over who use drugs began by using a prescription drug non-medically. There is a generation being wiped out by the epidemic of alcohol and drug abuse. But Dave, we have a solution. We have a way out. And we talk about it on the Recovered Podcast. Every week we receive emails and phone calls, Dave, telling us that the Recovered Podcast plays an important role as we journey through this life together, free of the bondage of drugs and alcohol. So if you suffer, and it's up to you to ask for help, but it's up to us to be there when you ask, that's our pledge. The Recovered Podcast will be there every week for you when you reach for help. So if you or a loved one suffers, there is hope, and you can find it at the Recovered Podcast at recoveredcast.com.
Recoveredcast.com. Thank you very much, Mark. Can you help me break an addiction to Mountain Dew? I have a serious problem with that. And you'll see where Mark threw out that stat. That's going to kind of transition us into this. In fact, we're just going to call this a good old fashioned.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
Now, normally I play clips of me, and I have one, by the way, but I've got another clip that I want to play here. And I was listening to the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. That's a member of the School of Podcasting, as is, I believe, the Recovered Cast. I know he's a podcast award nominee. I see that on his website. And I also want to say congratulations to Kathy Kelly, Special Mouse Podcast, Rem La Victoire from the sci-fi movie podcast. So congratulations to those School of Podcasting members who are in that. And no, I did review a category for the podcast awards, and I purposely picked one that didn't have any School of Podcasting members in it. We'll talk about the podcast awards and their stats, but I want to talk right now about, you know, we're talking about changing the world, helping people and things like that, and what gets people listening to your podcast. So in this case, I was listening to the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Let me finish that thought. And at the end of the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast, they explained how one of the people that is an actor on that show is the voice of the yellow M&M on the M&M commercials. And I was like, really? Seriously? Wow, that's kind of cool. And look, I'm not a Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan. I was just kind of reviewing the show for my buddy. And it was like, that's a cool piece of trivia right there. And Rem, I mentioned this last week from the Sci-Fi Movie Podcast, always throws in these nuggets. And these are the things that when you're hanging out with people in that crowd, in the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. crowd, in the Sci-Fi Movie Podcast crowd, there are things that will relate to these people that when you say, yeah, I heard this, they're going to go, wow, you're really an expert on this stuff. And of course, you can then point people back to the podcast. And so today I have a clip. This is from the She Podcast Show. My buddy Elsie Escobar, who will be speaking at New Media Expo. We'll be talking about that today. And she found a podcast and went back and listened to all the episodes. And so I'm going to jump in line right now. In working on the podcast awards last week, I found the Eddie Trunk Show. Now, Eddie Trunk is a hard rock DJ. He's on VH1 Classic. He has a syndicated radio show, and he's on satellite radio. And I went and found his show, and as somebody who grew up in the 80s, I heard stuff about Sharon Osbourne from Jake E. Lee, who was the guitar player who replaced Randy Rhoads, more or less. I've heard interviews with guys that I wasn't sure were alive anymore, because they're all in the 80s, and you know what the music business is. And I got great stories from people and great insights into the music business that I can't get anyplace else. And I must have downloaded 12 episodes. Because, of course, because Eddie did a good job, he didn't put Eddie Trunk Show, episode number 6. He put Ace Frehley. He put JoLynn Turner, Carmine Appice. He put Adrian Vandenberg, David Coverdale. These are people that when you grew up in the, you know these names. And I went, oh my gosh, David Coverdale, the lead singer of Whitesnake. And so I binge listened. And so I was listening to She Podcasts. And again, you can find that at She Podcasts with an S. And you know why I like this show? Number one, I am not the demographic. And most of the time I'm like, oh, here we go again with the women and women's rights. And you know why? That? Because I'm not a woman. Right, I'm not a woman, but if you're a woman, you will love this show. And I love that because it's so obvious that I'm not their target listener. Does that make any sense? It's like, oh, cool. This doesn't pertain to me. And it shouldn't, because I'm a dude and it's she podcast. It's podcasting from a woman's perspective. And so I listen anyway, because it's about podcasting. And if it's about podcasting, you got my ear. And so I went over and was listening, and they were talking about the Glamour magazine. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast for your company, I'm going to kind of do the typical Dave thing here and jump in and out of this. This has so many good points. And thank you, Elsie. I contacted Elsie, said, can I please play this clip? Now, for the record, I have cut this into pieces, because she talks about the story in the Glamour magazine. And of course, me being a dude, I'm really not that interested in the shoes. So I've kind of cut this down to just her talking about the podcast. So thank you so much, Elsie. And again, shepodcast.com.
I think it's called
What I Wore When.
What I Wore When. That's right. What I Wore When.
Yeah. So that's the name of the Glamour podcast, What I Wore When. And I'll have links to all this out at schoolofpodcasting.com/452.
And so I thought, like, oh, that's interesting. And he said his wife liked it. And I was like, your wife liked it? Because I know his wife isn't particularly, like, she's really not in any way, shape, or form, like, interested in podcasting like Rob is at all. Like,
and I'm going to pause that there. This is actually, she's talking about, she also hosts The Feed, which is the official podcast from Libsyn. We'll be talking about Libsyn later. So when she says Rob, that is her co-host, who also is the VP of podcast relations. You can find that over at blog.libsyn.com.
She's very like, she's an awesome lady that loves, like, you know, her iPad and taking pictures of her kids, like just like everybody else. But she.
So what inspired Elsie to check out this show? Word of mouth. And the fact that it got somebody who doesn't normally listen to podcasts, listen to a podcast. She went, this has my attention. So she went over and she checked it out.
She's right. Not really a podcast listener. So I thought, well, that's interesting that Rob's wife liked it. Huh. I'm going to have to check this out just to see what's going on with Glamour. And I was so impressed with their content, because it's a very, very short show. And the whole concept is that they get some of their big name fashion people, right? So this is like people who are working in the fashion industry. These are people who are designers. These are people who are like editors for fashion magazines that are just living and breathing the fashion world.
And they're people, and it's access to information you can't get anyplace else.
And they'll tell a story of a very important moment in their lives, and the story of what they wore, like what the outfit that was.
Stories. We've been saying this since Serial came out. We were saying it before Serial came out. Stories are a cool way to make a point.
And at first I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. But then when I listened, I was so just impressed with the whole thing. I immediately binge listened to all five, or I think it's five episodes I think they have going on right now.
Yeah.
Now, I've said this before, I've played clips like this before. When you find a topic that just, you know, for me, it was like old 80s music. I went, oh my gosh, this podcast was made for me. It has touched me. It's moved me. It impacted me, that I was moved to download the entire thing. And Elsie had the same thing here. She's like, oh my gosh. And you'll hear here. Well, let's just keep playing.
And because they're so riveting, you know, they had one about, and I thought that was so amazing. They have the story of the woman who, of like what she wore to her wedding. There was a woman who, that I was telling you about before, of what she wore to her divorce. You have to listen to the story because it's really amazing and it's super short. I think it's like 10 minutes long.
And I'm going to stop that here. Notice podcasts don't have to be an hour long. They don't have to be 30 minutes long. They can be about 10 minutes. I've always said there is no such thing as too long. There's only too boring. And actually, I didn't say that. The woman behind the book Beyond Powerful Radio said that. I don't want to take credit for that, but I love that line.
And this is something that I found genius. This little podcast is employing all of the strengths of the brand of Glamour. Mm-hmm. So it's Glamour magazine. They're talking about fashion. They're not really selling their magazine. They have a bumper, you know, I mean, they have like an intro and outro that says it's basically sending people to purchase their online magazine or their online app. And that's it. Super short. it's not really about, you know, tips of how to wear things.
Because I usually just pull my shirt over my head.
Mm-hmm. It's storytelling, and it makes you go deeper into fashion as something you can relate to. Because even though when she was telling that, I have been there before.
I have been there before. So remember we say your podcast attracts like-minded people, people that can identify with you. So here, you're hearing Glamour Magazine hit Elsie right on the head. That doesn't sound right, but you know what I mean? And so she's like, yeah, amen, sister. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there. I've done that. And now I identify with the host. I identify with the podcast. And in this case, and I identify with the brand. So let me rewind this just a bit and go back to Elsie.
So when she was telling that, I have been there before. I have been in that position before. Amen. I have been in a position where I felt so scared. I don't know I can stand up for myself.
Yeah.
And I do remember wearing certain things to make me feel more powerful.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not wearing pants right now. I feel very empowered.
Right? So then even though we have nothing in common, there's something that brings me to it. And I'm telling you, it makes me want to buy Glamour.
Bingo! Booyah! Bazinga! Yahtzee! Take your pick. There's something about it. The telling of stories. It's not a giant, hey, buy Glamour. This week's Glamour, and this month in Glamour, buy the episode today. No, wasn't a hard sell. Couple bumpers. And stories that let the audience identify with that were interesting. And I cut out the story, but like a woman was going to like what she wore to her divorce and the story behind it on how, in this case, she was a Jewish woman and something about culture that she couldn't wear things. And she went, no, I'm wearing it anyway. So it's not just what to wear. And when I heard that, I want to buy Glamour now. That's when I went, I got to play that clip. So let's continue on.
It makes me want to step into their brand. And it's so simple. It's so short. And then all they do, all the podcast is a quick intro. And then the storytelling begins by whoever is telling the story. They're the only ones speaking. The only thing they're doing is telling that story like you would to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's over. And then there's an outro. Like there's nothing else in there.
It's a really cool idea for a show. For
absolutely, sure. Right?
Very cool idea for a show.
And she's another great phrase there. She was telling the story like she was talking to a friend. Oh, I was like, man, that is gold right there. So, you know, we've heard about different things, you know, information you can't get anyplace else. Stories delivered in an entertaining way. I love Elsie and Jessica because of Jessica is kind of almost like a Joan Rivers, like, I'll just say it. I don't care. That's right. You heard me. I said it kind of personality. And I've always said, Elsie is kind of the Betty Rubble of podcasting. She has the world's cutest giggle. She's always upbeat. She's always just Elsie. And I love that about those two. And I just heard that. And thank you so much to me. So that's something to learn from. That's when, okay, cool. Got it. And today I'm hoping when I give you these stats that, you know, you'll be like, all right, cool. I'm going to go, you know, if somebody asks me about podcasts, I am armed with tons of stats to let people know that, yeah, podcasting is here to stay and it is going to change the world. And while we're rewinding podcast, I appeared on the audio production podcast. And this is cool because this is from, it's the audio production podcast. Here's another example of how to use a brand or a podcast to promote your brand. It's the audio production podcast provided by or kind of sponsored by Music Radio Creative and AudioProductionMasters.com. You can find the show at MRC, which stands for Music Radio Creative.fm. Congrats to Mike and Isabella on the birth of their new baby. And it's now being hosted by Kyron Mountain. And I appeared on not one, but two episodes of the audio production podcast. And here it is.
Speaking of someone who's starting a podcast or anything, what kind of advice would you give from your personal perspective and your experience at this to someone who maybe wants to start doing a podcast for the very first time?
Number one, answer the question, why are you starting a podcast? Because if you don't know the why, you're never going to make it through the how.
Okay.
Who's your audience?
Right.
That's the second one, because you can podcast for yourself. That's fine. But you'll probably be your only audience because right. you love to hear about you. So there's that. The other thing that I'm starting to see that I'm starting to say this is not a good idea. I understand the importance of putting a deadline on it. Like, I want to have this out by February, whatever.
Oh,
or
yeah.
March or whatever it is. So that's great because it creates that sense of urgency. I've also seen a lot of people make a lot of mistakes because they're freaking out and I've got to get this done now. And they've added this extra pressure that it really doesn't need to be there. Now, on the other hand, the flip side is there's the person that's been planning their podcast for 3 years. That's ridiculous.
There's my hand going up right here. I did that. I was in a radio college and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do a podcast. And I think I got to my second radio job 3 or 4 years later before I finally got it out.
And then I think by nature, podcasters like bright, shiny things.
Yep.
And there are so many times when they're planning their podcast and be like, all right, write down the first 10 ideas. You don't have to script it out, but what do you want to talk about on your first 10 episodes? And they'll be like, well, I already got the microphone I want, but there's this new one. And then should I get this mixer or this and that? I'm like, no, what's the content? Focus on when you come out of the gate, what are the people going to listen to that they can't wait to tell their friends about? Wait, maybe I should go streaming and create a network. And they're like, no, stop. What's the content? So it's understandable because I've been there. I think at one time I had like a bazillion podcasts going and none of them at one point, they all suffered because there's still only 24 hours in a day. So,
right.
You know, so start one. That would be my other advice. Start with one and go from there. There you go. And you can find that again. MRC.FM is where you can find the podcast. You can also check out audioproductionmasters.com. That is a great website by Mike Russell, who is a Adobe Audition just guru. And he's got all sorts of great, if you're looking to take your Adobe Audition knowledge up a notch, that is definitely a great place to check out. Talking about podcast rewinds, I do have something I do want to mention. I have launched a new podcast. It's kind of weird because it doesn't really fit my brand. I'm always here about talking about using a WordPress self-hosted website, using Libsyn or Blueberry. And you know, I've always said I'm kind of for the serious hobbyist. In some cases, and for those people that really, in some cases, want to do this for a living. And so I launched a podcast called Podcasting for Free. Here's a little tip of that. And this music I paid nothing for, by the way. And this would be the intro.
Welcome to Podcasting for Free. Visit our website, podcastingforfree.com. Your host, Dave Jackson.
So here's what's kind of cool about this. This podcast makes me nervous because it doesn't really go with everything I kind of stand for in a way. And on the other hand, it's been a long time since I've podcasted for like from scratch. And that's one of the things I really like about this show is it's getting me out of my comfort zone. I'm having to use technology that I'm not used to. I know Audacity, but I'm really having to use it a lot now because the whole point of the show is you do it using things that require no monthly fee. And hello, Adobe Audition, you got to rent that bad boy. And there are all sorts of free programs. I'm actually recording it on my phone. So that is the new podcast. And like the album art for Podcasting for Free cost me $1. And that intro cost me 10. And so it's all about doing podcasting on the cheap. And I'm kind of saying the pros and cons of that. And I'm trying a new strategy. If you go to podcastingforfree.com/subscribe, you will see there that you can listen to the last episode. And if you want to hear the rest, you have to subscribe. And unlike the School of Podcasting, where if you want to hear all 452 episodes, they're online. And so that's something else I'm trying just a little different. And we'll see how it goes. I am going to be launching some other podcasts later this year. I'm going to be launching Podcast Perspectives. that will basically be this show, kind of like this show, but it'll only have one topic per episode. Now, for the record, if you're thinking, oh, I got to subscribe to another show, you can if you want, but it's just something, I'm in an experimental mood. And so, like today, we're going to talk about stats today. That would be that podcast segment. No, because of my podcast stories, no, you know, last five and five, it's just one topic. And I'm going to test that. We'll see what it's like. That's coming later this year. Because of my podcast, might become its own podcast. Again, if you're right here, you will get everything I do right here. The only difference is I don't talk about podcasting for free in this show unless it's something I really agree with. And there are some things that I'm kind of going, eh, on that show. So it is an experiment. Because normally I recommend, you know, Blueberry, I recommend Libsyn as media hosts, and I'm actually recommending, well, I'm not even recommending, I'm saying you can use this. This is, if this is your case and you don't have any budget, you can do that. I've got a new experiment I want to try, and I thought I would tell you about it right now. If you have a podcast, but you're not in iTunes yet, or if you're getting ready to launch a podcast very soon, maybe you have the name and the thing picked out, maybe you recorded a couple episodes, I'm going to be launching another podcast. I mentioned that earlier. I will be mentioning it here. And I guess I'm going to call it a castermind. I want to get a bunch of people that are launching podcasts together, and we're going to get together and meet online. But here's the thing. You've got to be willing to peel back the curtain and talk about what have you done to promote it, and then what are your stats? So you have to be able to say, I got 13 downloads this week. And you have to be able to know that somebody else is going to have, you know, 130, and somebody else might have 6. And you have to be okay with this. The idea is I'm not, you know, it's not a popular, we're just trying to, we want to kind of go through a launch and see what's working, but it's going to be a bunch of people that are willing to share exactly what they're doing and their numbers, which is similar to what I do. I do podcasting. I do Google Podcasting Office Hours, which is where we kind of just talk to each other. But I need a bunch of people who are launching a podcast, and I want to kind of walk us all through the process together. At this point, I don't think this is going to be a pay thing. I might put a thing out where like if you think it's a value, you know, do that. I want to keep the group kind of small. So if you're interested in this, send me an email to Dave at School of Podcasting. Use the phrase castermind. I know it's cheesy. It's the only thing I could think of off the top of my head. Castermind in the subject line. It's something I am thinking of doing in the very, very, very near future. So speaking of Libsyn, we're going to talk about stats, and more stats. And again, all this you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/452. And the first one is, this is all about Libsyn. Now, Libsyn's been around since 2004. If you go, what's Libsyn? You're listening to it right now. I've hosted this show on Libsyn since day one. They are a media host. They host your MP3 file. They give you great stats. And they went from from 2013, they had 1.9 billion downloads. Let's say that again. 1.9 billion downloads. Not million. Billion. Well, guess what? 2014, yeah, they went up to 2.6. 1.9 billion to 2.6 billion. Now, can we take just a second to think about the word billion? That's a lot. 2.6 billion downloads in a year. And they kind of broke it down. They said there are 8 million daily audience requests. That's daily. 8 million people are requesting podcasts. So if you're like, what's a request? Well, there's streaming people, there's downloads. It means basically 8 million times a day that somebody asked for a podcast, whether by pressing play, having their app downloaded. So 8 million daily requests during the fourth quarter of 2014. Unique monthly audience requests continue to grow to 41 million individual requests versus the 25 million at the beginning of 2013. So we went from 25 million to 1 million. That represents a 37% increase in annual download requests. Let's just let that 37%. 37%. That is huge. Now, the accelerated growth for podcast audience engagement continues with more podcasts being distributed to mobile devices. If you want to have something cool, I did this week. The office across the hallway from me here in my office, they have a store. They sell all sorts of games and memorabilia, and they have people show up every week in their store to pay money to play the game Magic. And I was talking to the store owner. I go, man, you guys need a podcast. And they're like, what's a podcast? I said, do you have a smartphone? They're like, yeah, I got an iPhone. I said, give it here. I pulled up the podcast app and I typed in Magic. And there was a podcast about Magic the Gathering. And I subscribed right there. I go, here you go. Hit play. And they're like, wow, this is cool. And I got to tell you, that was so much fun turning on someone to podcasting. So yeah, mobile devices, over 2.6 billion downloads, which is over 1.6 billion, 63%. Of the downloads were requested from a mobile device. Is a 5.4:1 ratio if you look at iOS versus Android. So while there may be more Android devices available, if you count all the tablets and such, it's a 5.4 ratio of iOS versus to one when it comes to downloading podcasts. At the end of 2014, the Marc Maron app, which is WTF for all of iOS, Android, and Windows Phone, it's been downloaded 225,000 times. And when I was selling my app, I didn't promote it a whole lot. And, anywhere from 2 to 13 a month. And 13 would be, I don't know if I ever made it that high. 2 to 5 is in reality more like, I was charging $1.99. I switched that bad boy to free. It costs you a little more money to do that. But I've had hundreds of people download my app now. I think last month it was 35, something like that. But I've had months where it was 200. So because it's free. And some people don't know how to subscribe to a podcast, but they do know how to download an app. Now, in terms of new podcasters, hey, man, everybody's doing it. Come on, start a podcast. Everybody's doing it. 220,000 podcast shows use the Libsyn Network for distribution and monetization services for over 2.1 million unique active episodes. That's a whole lot of podcasting going on. New account signups are also at an all-time high with the addition of over 2,300 new shows already in 2015. This came out in February. So everybody is jumping into the podcast pool. If you want in, you better do it now. Speaking of Libsyn, use the coupon code SOPFREE. That's School of Podcasting, SOP. free.com. It'll give you a free month. Now, the cool thing is if you use this right now, as I release this, it's March 9th, you would get, I believe the way this works, this month free and next month. It's insane. And you can do that. Now, another thing that came out this week were stats from Edison. Now, they've done 22 different studies on podcasting. They're following it all the years. And this is where you can see, even when people said podcasting is dead, that the stats have gone up every single year. Here's some fun stats. 35% of cell phone users have connected that phone to their car to listen. That's cool. 33% of people, these are all US numbers. Approximately 89 people have listened to a podcast. So 30%, actually 33, if we're going to get technical. You're in a room with three people. One of you has listened to a podcast. 55% of people consume podcasts on their smartphone. 17% of the U.S. listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. That's 46 million Americans listen at least on a monthly basis. 10% of people over the age of 12 had listened to podcasts in the last week. That is 27 million Americans every week. Now, of those 10% who listen, 23% listen to three podcasts a week, 22% listen to two, 17% listen to four or five, and 15% listen to 11 or more. Now, the average podcast listener listens to six a week. Now, 45% of podcast listeners have a college degree.
compared to 33% of the total population, which means we're a smart bunch. Not that you can't be smart without that schooled learning stuff. 52% of podcast listeners make more than $100,000 a year. Now, they talked about cereal. And I'm not talking about Captain Crunch. Cereal, the podcast, was really, really popular this year. They actually made a Saturday Night Live sketch about it. And NBC, one evening, NBC's a TV network here in the States, they won the evening with a 3% rating, meaning 3% of the population was watching their shows. Cereal has been listened to by 3% of the population. So Cereal got the same audience size as a TV network that won their time slot. That's huge. 71% or 192 million, 71% of Americans have a smartphone. I would love to know how many of those are under the age of 5. That drives me nuts. Anyway, 81% of people 25 to 54 own a smartphone. So basically, almost everybody's got a smartphone. So you can just start walking up to people. Let me subscribe to my podcast. Now, the other stat that was in here, AM FM radio, still the top dog when it comes to be, you know, in cars, but their consumption did drop 5%. So while podcast listenership has gone up 37%, the number of downloads, AM FM radio dropped by 5%. Now, here's the cool thing. When we talk about 2.6 billion downloads from Libsyn, that's one of the keys. That's Libsyn. That doesn't include Blueberry, Spreaker, Podbean, Buzzsprout, archive.org, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all the other somewhat caca poo-poo hosts out there that aren't Blueberry and Libsyn. So when we're talking about 2.6 billion downloads, that's just a piece of the pie. Granted, Libsyn is the oldest, longest, biggest podcast media hosting company, but nonetheless, that's not the whole picture. This past weekend, I helped assemble the podcast awards. I talked about this last week. Thank you again to everyone who helped review all the categories. Now, I actually found a category where I didn't know anybody in it and did a category because that's kind of the way I roll. As somebody who, if you put me in a manager role, I am not going to ask my team to do anything that I would not do myself. That's just the way I am. And so I did this and I went back and took all the numbers from all the reviewers and looked for a couple things to see what was missing. Now, one of the things that I mentioned this last week, everybody's like, I want more interaction with my audience. I want a bigger audience. And I said, one of the ways to do that is to connect with your audience, fan the flames of those people that are already listening to your show. Well, 32.8% had no email address or some sort of contact form. Now, I'm not counting Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, because then I got to leave your website. I'm right here. I want to contact with you right now. Why are you sending me over to something that's not your website? 32.8%. This is all at schoolwithpodcasting.com/452. 26.3%. And this blew me away because we all talk about iTunes. I want to be a new and noteworthy iTunes. And, you know, God bless iTunes, right? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for iTunes. But 26.3% of us, as much as iTunes is the 800-pound gorilla, don't have an iTunes link on their website. I'm going to repeat that. 26.3% had no iTunes icon on their website. Yeah. And what do most people want? Comments and interaction from their audience. And they want more subscribers. They want more downloads. But yeah, I'm going to make it harder for you to do that. Seriously? 25.3% of you had no way to download the file. And you're like, well, I got a player. You know, some people want to take it with them. And I'm almost positive there are still those people that will burn it to a CD. And here's why I say this. I have a friend of mine, Kale, who is trying to podcast, and the poor guy doesn't have the internet. He lives out in the sticks. And so he has to literally like drive into town and go to the library to get stuff. So Kale wants to take that file with him. And he can't if you don't give him a download link. Amazing. 23.5% of podcasters nominated for a podcast award did not have an RSS icon or a link. Doesn't have to be a button. Could be the word RSS. But anyway, RSS feed on their website, on the front page is what we're talking about here. And again, if you're not, you know, it's great if you have iTunes, if you have an iPhone. But there are a lot of people that don't. And those people might need that just good old standard RSS feed. And not only is it not on the front page, in some cases it just wasn't there. And so there is more to podcasting than iTunes. Give people an RSS feed so they can subscribe on whatever system they want to. But 23.5% of you did not have an RSS feed. Now, in some cases, in my case, I went and found your RSS feed. And along with my partners in crime here that did all the nominations and the reviewing of that, 22.8% of the nominees had an RSS feed that was not valid. Now, I'm not talking here where it says your podcast is valid and there are some errors. I'm talking about flat out your RSS feed says wah, 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 wah. It's invalid. And so it doesn't really matter if you have an RSS feed, if it doesn't work. And I know in my category, the one that was just absolutely not valid, coincidence from SoundCloud. I've said before, not ready for prime time. I know they're shiny and bright and they have a cool player. SoundCloud, meh. So what you want to do, it's not enough to just say, Dave, wrong, wrong. Find your RSS feed and go to either feedvalidator.org or castvalidator.com. It's pretty cool, and it can tell you if your show has a problem. And in this case, 22.8% of you did. And that's why in some cases, if your feed gets really bad, it won't work in iTunes. So there's a reason why you want to have this valid. 17.2% of you had no visible player to click on when you land on their website. Now, I'm not talking about you have to click here and click there and there it is. I'm talking about when I go to your website and I'm clicking on it going, wonder what this is. No play button anywhere. So now on my website, on the School of Podcasting, the way I have my post set up, you have to click to get to a player. But in the sidebar, I have a player that you can click on with one click and it'll just play the latest episode. So that's what I'm talking about. So 17.2%, no visible player to click on. This one, 14.4%, had no social media to share your content. Now, I know I said earlier that, you know, when I go to the contact page and you say, hey, go to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, we're talking about here about do you have a way to share your content? So when somebody finds this, they go, man, I want to tell my friends. So that is something that those are some stats, again, from the podcast awards, which are going on as we speak. You go to podcastawards.com. This is the finalists. And I mentioned this last week. That will be going on for some time. And then we'll be announcing the winners at the Podcast Awards, which again is part of now the New Media Expo. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, you need to get your tickets because that bad boy is right around the corner. In fact, one of the things I'm doing very soon is I'm redesigning my business cards because the last time I looked at my business cards, they were not good. And I'm trying to think of people that I might want to meet there to see if we can schedule a time to connect. This is going to be such a huge show. We're talking football fields of space and floor. If you're hoping to bump into somebody, it's going to be a little tougher because there's a whole lot of room here. So if you're thinking of going, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX, so New Media Expo, and use the coupon code SOP2015 and SOP2015, and that will save you on your entrance fee to that show. I'm looking forward to it. Would love to shake your hand. In my next article for Podtertainment magazine. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/podtertainment. I talk about the fact that being the director of New Media Expo was new to me. I've never done this before. I've never helped design a track for an event like this. The only thing I had close to this was I've been the head of a training department, so I've worked with the team that way, and I was the editor of my student newsletter back in college, but none of that is really close to the New Media Expo, and it was a little unnerving, and at times, it's still a little unnerving because I'm not positive I know what I'm doing all the time. I keep being told I'm doing a good job, so that's the good news. I think I'll be back next year, but I am uncomfortable in this right now. Haven't really, I'm more confident in it than I was when I started, but I'm not comfortable. And here's the cool thing about that. That's a good thing. That means I'm learning stuff. That means I'm growing. And so what this article is saying is if you're thinking of starting a podcast and you're worried about it, you're worried about looking stupid. I talked about that last week. You're worried because I'm just not comfortable in front of a microphone. There's only one way to do that, and that's get in front of a microphone. And if you want to avoid all the podcasting pitfalls, you don't want to have to buy your equipment twice. I saw somebody in one of the Google groups that said he was on his 8th microphone in a month. And I was like, oh, why didn't you come see me? I could help you with that. And people that are, I had somebody this week that I was consulting with that started a podcast on a free website. I believe it was called Wix. And that platform that you can go to their support, it's like, yeah, we do not support podcasting. And I could have told them that. So no, that's not the way to go. There are all sorts of different ways you can do it, but that's not one of them. And so I can help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. And if you're interested in that, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and that'll save you on your first month. And if you are a member of the School of Podcasting, first things first, thank you so much. And check your email, check the Facebook group, because we're getting ready to move into the new wing of the School of Podcasting. What's really exciting, this is another thing that's kind of exciting, is I've redesigned the whole area on the tutorials, and I've got two people now being my beta testers, and one of them has seen the old side, and they've seen the new side, and they're like, oh, this is so much better. Which is cool because I thought the old side was pretty cool. And they're like, no, this is wow. So if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, you'll be getting an email from me because we're going to migrate you to the new site. And that's exciting. So lastly, if you don't have a website, send me an email with the phrase quick start. And I'm going to do one of these today where in this case, let me get his name. It is Todd. Oh, I didn't do it in time. Doggone it. He is, yes, Todd Feinberg will be launching HarvardLunchClub.com. He ordered the hosting through me. I earn a commission for that. So thank you, Todd. And then he sent me an email. I install WordPress for him. I install all the plugins and I give him a free month through the School of Podcasting. So now he can learn what to do with this website that he just got. And of course, I'll be there along the way to help him out. So if you don't have a website yet, or if you do have a website, use the coupon code LISTENER. If you don't have a website yet, send me an email with the phrase quick start. Coming up on future episodes of the School of Podcasting, the one, the only savvy, sexy social, Amy Schmittauer. Awesome interview with her. She's a YouTuber that is now doing podcasting and takes some of her marketing experience, her YouTube experience about interacting with the audience. She's going to be coming on the show. I've got David Hooper from the Red Podcast. That's Real Entrepreneur Development. That's coming up on the show. And of course, anything you would like to hear, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Let me know what you'd like to hear me talk about on the show. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed. Take care. God bless.